From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, August 2nd. Coming up, we'll learn more about upcoming arts and entertainment in Champaign and Urbana. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois public schools were supposed to start teaching a unit of Asian American history at every grade level last year, but some haven't yet. As Emily Hayes reports, the University of Illinois College of Education organized a workshop yesterday to help out.
About 80 teachers and other educators attended the day-long workshop. Abby Harris is a music teacher at International Prep Academy in the Champaign Unit 4 School District. She joined to build on curricula she found herself, including music she taught during last year's Filipino Heritage Month.
One of my students, her dad's Filipino, and she's met her grandmother on that side of the family. So when I introduced this one song, she just sat up taller.
Harris is Filipino and says she didn't feel seen in school growing up. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is launching a program to help coordinate abortions at hospitals for high-risk patients. Kristen Shorts reports.
When a patient shows up at an abortion clinic and they have a medical condition, say a heart issue, they're referred to a hospital. Dr. Jonah Fleischer describes a recent experience, a patient who came to a clinic but needed a higher level of care.
The clinic called our hospital and several others, trying to find the soonest appointment that she could attend. And a dozen phone calls and voicemails later, we saw her about a week after her original appointment.
A new Illinois program aims to get patients into hospitals faster. Providers will call a hotline, where nurses will coordinate the logistics. The initiative comes as Chicago hospitals have seen a rise in the number of high-risk patients coming from states that ban or heavily restrict abortion. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller condemned yesterday's new federal indictment of former President Donald Trump as an attack by the Biden administration on the electoral process. Longstanding protocol keeps federal prosecutors independent of the White House, and yesterday's indictment came after a bipartisan House committee recommended that Trump be prosecuted for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election results. But in a Facebook post, the Republican Miller said she supported Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan's efforts to investigate the Justice Department. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois voiced support for the indictment, saying in a statement that, quote, "No man, not even a former president, is above the law." Durbin, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, argued that Special Counsel Jack Smith, quote, "must be allowed to continue his investigation without interference." Illinois officials packed the Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ yesterday to unveil a new sign honoring Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The site is set to become part of a national monument honoring the slain teenager. Tessa Weinberg reports.
In 1955, thousands flocked to the Bronzeville Church to pay their respects after Emmett Till, a black 14-year-old, was lynched in Mississippi. Standing in the same church where Till's body was shown in an open casket, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the monument will honor Till and his mother's legacy.
What this monument represents to me is an extension of her mission, that we shouldn't avert our eyes from what was done, that we should see the truth and we should act on it.
Chicago's site is tied to two others in Mississippi where Till was killed and his murderers acquitted. I'm Tessa Weinberg.
Still to come, we'll learn more about upcoming arts and entertainment in Champaign and Urbana. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, a conversation with U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg about railroads, highway investment, and global warming.
Frankly, there's no more time to debate whether reality is real or whether science is real. We got to act.
I'm Brian Mackey with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Next time on the 21st Show, join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. If you're looking for some live entertainment, there's plenty coming to the Champaign-Urbana area this weekend. I recently sat down with Owen Henderson, who covers arts, entertainment, and LGBTQ issues for Illinois Newsroom, to talk about just a few of the upcoming events. I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Owen Henderson.
We are here to talk about upcoming arts and entertainment, aren't we, Owen?
That's right.
So, Owen, what do we have coming up this week?
We actually have a lot of live theater.
Hooray!
Which doesn't always happen, but we do have three concurrent community theater shows. Ride the Cyclone, a musical about a group of teenagers who are killed in an unfortunate roller coaster accident and are given a chance to compete for a shot at coming back to life. That opened last week at the Station Theater, and I believe someone can give us a little special inside scoop on how that's going. It is you, Kimberly.
It is. I am in Ride the Cyclone. We opened on the 27th. The main cast goes all the way through August 13th, and then this weekend, our understudies get a chance to perform on Friday, August 4th, and then Sunday, August 6th.
So that is this weekend and next weekend at the Station Theater in Urbana.
Yes.
Another live performance, The Music Man, happening this weekend at the Virginia Theater from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company.
And I actually talked to several people who are in The Music Man, and CUTC does The Music Man approximately every 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, they started it in 1991 because that was when the theater company opened.
I'm home again, Rose, about a thousand.
And for those who don't know, The Music Man is about a traveling salesman slash con artist who comes to a small rural town and hijinks ensue. And so that is this coming weekend at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Also starting this weekend, opening on the 4th, is a play called My Little Titus Andronicus. I got the chance to visit a rehearsal for this. It's from the Twin City Theater Company. Titus Andronicus is sort of renowned as an extraordinarily violent tragedy.
Yeah.
And that's combined with some characters based on My Little Pony. And so these magical ponies, they're putting on a production of Titus Andronicus for their princess's birthday as a gift. And hilarity ensues. I got to speak to some of the cast members, and they said, you know, if you don't know anything about either of these things, do not worry at all. You can still come, get all the jokes, have a great time. So that's My Little Titus Andronicus from Twin City Theater Company, opening on the 4th, running through the 13th at the University High School Theater in Urbana. Also, we have some live music happening this weekend.
Ooh.
The Allerton Park Concert Series is continuing this weekend on Saturday, August 5th. They have a reggae concert with the group Gizeh and the artist Colt Ball. This is a continuation of their summer concert series. We should note that Illinois Public Media is a sponsor of the Allerton Park Concert Series this summer.
What other live music do we have, Owen, this weekend?
At the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana, on Saturday afternoon, we have the Ngoma African Drum Ensemble. Sunday evening at the Rose Bowl Tavern is the Brother Brothers. They're an indie folk group of identical twin brothers from Peoria.
They grow like the dust on the floor. We are just
for a calendar of all the arts and entertainment events happening in Central Illinois, you can visit illinoisnewsroom.org.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Owen Henderson.
We'll talk to you next time. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 83 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Kristen Schorsch, Jim Meadows, Tessa Weinberg, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.